There is no coming to consciousness without pain. People will do anything, no matter how absurd, in order to avoid facing their own soul. One does not become enlightened by imagining figures of light, but by making the darkness conscious. Carl Jung. Maybe the central idea of this chapter, oneness with the self, sounds obvious and self-explanatory. That's not how it looks from my chair. There are so many ways to feel estranged from, or disappointed, deluded, defeated by, yourself. I can't say I've seen them all, but I can tell you that I often encounter patients with a deep, even fundamental divide in the self. This divide may as well be the spiritual common cold. As Paul Simon sings, half of the time we're gone and we don't know where. The struggle to connect with the self, and if it weren't a struggle, I wouldn't have a job, is an interior one. Connecting with the self, both the body and the mind, requires the exercise of perception. Although you can't really draw a line separating the body and the mind, for discussion purposes, we can subdivide perception into proprioception for the body and interoception for the mind. Proprioception, at the simplest level, is just a sense of where your physical body is in space. It requires feedback from the muscles and joints. Interoception is the awareness of inner body sensations. It engages the same multi-level sense of yourself, but the feedback you're reacting to is different. Knowing you're upset is a form of interoception. So is recognizing hunger or horniness. But many of us have learned to quiet our interoception or ignore it altogether. Some habitually suppress any input from a side of themselves that split off as a result of trauma. Even something as simple as wondering, "Where did I put my glasses? That was dumb of me," is an example of splitting off, judging, and criticizing the self. This is a fairly benign example of the observing ego, as we split into actor and observer. These separations can turn malignant when we make a split habitual and keep that division a secret, even to ourselves. What we hide from others, we hide from ourselves. The secrets we keep from others metastasize into realities invisible to our own awareness. In the next few minutes, we'll be looking at the cases of a few people who have suffered a radical divorce from their own self. The circumstances of each case are, to use an unscientific word, heart-wrenching. But what's strange and troubling and memorable about their experiences is not how extreme they are, but how familiar they may feel. Of course, there are some quick fixes for connecting with the self, like rubbing your lips with your fingertips. That's a simple move that facilitates embodiment, feeling fully present and at home in our bodies, and tickles the parasympathetic nervous system awake, another shortcut for flipping into para and settling into yourself. But more complex situations require more powerful medicine. That's where psychedelics can come into play. Psychedelics help to release the neuronal hold of certain structures associated with selfhood, identity, and ego. This letting go can have the effect, in many cases, of a kind of mental reset button. I like to think of letting go as an open hand, not grasping or reaching, but open to catching what lands while also allowing its escape. This is a useful concept not just with the self, but with partners and family members. We'll be investigating psychedelics, which include cannabis, in this chapter, with a greater focus than we will in most chapters. That's partly because connecting with the self, learning how to create a calm and receptive state, and then taking the steps to do so, is a prerequisite for connecting with others. Think of conversation not just as an exchange of ideas, but also as an exchange of silences, of openness to the other. Cultivating openness is a little like setting the table before the guests arrive. All by yourself, you're creating the conditions for connection. It's true on a cellular level. The activity of mirror neurons in our brain helps enable our sense of empathy, which drives connection with others.